Welcome to another episode of New Titans Pod, the podcast where we go issue by issue on the Marv Wolfman, George Perez run of the New Teen Titans, mobile podcast recorded wherever we can find a time and place to record it. This episode being recorded in a car while a friend goes out Pokemoning real quick. Pokemon going, I don't know, whatever. Each podcast we're going to start with a random Teen Titans fact, and since this is the first episode, we'll do with the original team, which consisted of Robin, Kid Flash, and Aqualad, and Brave and the Bold, number 54, published in 1964. Those three characters were the first three, and then Wonder Girl joined in issue number 60 of the Brave and Bold in 1965, and that was technically, those were technically the original team members. Okay, and now we'll get into the first issue titled Where the Nightmares Begin, and it's not actually the New Teen Titans number one. The first appearance of this particular team of Teen Titans was in DC Comics Presents number 26, published in 1980. Cover and original inks by Dick Gerundo, I think that's how you spell it, sorry if I'm wrong. Written by Marv Wolfman. I think I want to say right away that I love George Perez's artwork, and I basically will buy anything no matter what. Has George Perez's artwork in it. He's like my all-time favorite artist. But if you want to refer back to episode number zero of this podcast, you can find Marv Wolfman talking about how the series came into being, the creation of it, and choosing team members and their philosophy going in. But this special story, which introduced this team. Right off the bat, the one thing I want to say is, like, I don't know if they just did this for the reprint or it was in the original book. I would say it was in the original book because I'm reading these in the trade collection of them. But around the borders of this thing, it's like the special Teen Titans preview, and it has these stars going around all around the borders, and it's really freaking distracting from the rest of the story. I have to say, it's like one of those weird design things. It's like, oh my god, it's like something like you would do in a design class, like your first semester before you learn, like, yeah, that's, no, don't do that. But besides that, the artwork's really good. Of course, it's George Perez's artwork. And I'm not going to go detail to detail about the storyline in the story. I'm just going to tell you little things I like about each issue. Of course, Robin's kind of the lead in this book. And it's nice to see the dynamic that was happening with him and Batman at this time, how they were kind of on the outs with each other. Robin had just quit college, and which Bruce Wayne didn't like very much. And this first story actually has him flip-flopping between different time zones a little bit into the future and the past, which Raven's doing with them. Which I didn't know Raven's role was as big as this, because even though I'm a big fan of these books, I haven't read all the issues, so I had never read this Teen Titans special preview. But you get it; it's a quick way to get you introduced to all the characters, which will happen again in the first issue. But this one does it quicker by the fact that you're jumping back into the future and into the past. So as Robin doesn't know some of the people, you don't know them, but you also get introduced to them slightly. Characters like Starfire and Cyborg and such. And I will say right now, my favorite Raven design outside of her on the Teen Titans cartoon animated show is Raven done by George Perez. Because it makes her one of the most powerful characters I thought in the DC universe. I just loved his artwork on her. This first preview story, like I said, it's a good does a good job, I think, of through the structure of it, introducing new and old characters, introducing their personalities without getting too much into an in-depth character, and you get to see Miss Raven working behind the scenes and working on getting the team together. I will also go into issue one in this podcast because that preview was so short. But a couple of things I will also want to say about the preview: the monster. I don't think it needed to be anything else, and it would have been distracting for the purpose of the story, which was to set up everything. So having it be in this just blobby thing, I actually think works very well. I don't know if it comes back later, but I think this, in this context of this story and the purpose behind it of introducing these characters, is done very well, and that works. Okay, now on to the issue one proper. I love the classic cover of them running towards the villains with all the team. I think that works for any first issue cover. Like, you could do that with just about any, and it would work. And the whole star thing is on here again. I remember now that they were using, around this time, if you read a lot of DC books, you can go back and read them, they were using that pattern a lot. So, where it was bordered around that special preview, it also appears on a lot of the covers, and I think I remember that from then. And this issue has writing and co-creators and penciler is Marv Wolfman and George Perez. Romeo Tangenhall is the finisher. Ben Otta, letterer, Adrian Roy, colorist, and Lin Wein is the editor. And this is the issue where you get into the proper story, and it starts out with Starfire's origin, getting you into her character. And I know that character has become controversial in a lot of ways on all sides in modern times, but she's always been a favorite, and I've always liked her free spirit. And like, I can sit and just describe every panel, how George Perez just gets everything right, from costumes to postures and everything. If you wanted to, you could digest one issue of his for hours and hours and hours just looking at every panel, because he's just such a master of comic book storytelling and drawing action. Probably the best at putting action into even quiet scenes. You get to see in this first issue how Beast Boy, or how he wants to be called now, Changeling. It's like when we called the longer version of their name instead of the shorter version when they get older. Might be a little bit jarring for people who see Beast Boy as this little sweet character from the Teen Titans book to see he's kind of a little bit pervy and misogynistic in this book, but his character's annoying, and I think it works. And done in such a way that nobody is ignoring the fact that he is being an ass for the most part. And you're introduced to Cyborg, who, I love the original Cyborg design. I just think it fits, and I don't think there's anything wrong with the keeping it for a modern sense. I don't think it is really dated, so I don't think they really need to change it much, even though they have. And you get a battle with the aliens that have kidnapped Starfire or enslaved Starfire. And there's a really good action sequences here, and I like how Raven's going in and out. And you get introduced to characters who will come along later, but this first issue is done, I think, really well to set up Starfire. Cyborg gets things to do, which helps get his character going. You get to see Robin's kind of holding back a little bit from being the leader. There's manipulation from Raven. What's going on with Kid Flash a little bit. So they're doing a good job of having a lot of action, moving the story forward, introducing new characters as Raven sets up the whole team. It's really just really great storytelling. People should study George Perez and Marv Wolfman's run. for a lot of that, of how to really do a storytelling. I have to say the reptilian race, which I forgot the name of, that it's enslaving Starfish people. Not the biggest fan of the gold and the green together. I don't know if it really works as good. But I mean, overall, I think it's really good. So, another thing I want to do with each one of these is also point out an MVP. And since we did two issues on this one, I'll point out the MVP, I think, of the special would be George Perez and Mark Wolfman. Because that special did what a lot of these type of stories should do, but almost never do well, like when they do these in Free Comic Book Day ones and stuff like that. It introduces every character within a story, gets you to know the personalities and everything else, and it doesn't feel like that's what it's doing, but it does it so well. So I point those two as being MVP of that because the craftsmanship is so well done. The MVP character of issue one, let me see, who would I give it to? I think overall, I would say Starfire or Cyborg. I think they really stand out, and they're the new characters that stand out, but they're not new to somebody like me who's read these a lot. But I think they did a good job of making them. Raven's, of course, behind the scenes, but she's the one really running things. Now, I never saw that because I came in so late on these books later. I didn't see that. But I really like the fact that that's true. And like I said, I love her design under George Perez's artwork, the way he draws her. So I want to see more of that in the future. So I'm going to try to do these podcasts as often as I can. And like I've said, they're going to be spur of the moment, no frills podcasts with no music or anything else. And they might be done when we can't, like there's a technical issue and we can't get a podcast out on a day. We'll do one of these real quick, one of us will. And we'll throw it out there, because the plan all along, when we first discussed starting this with all the people and more, which will be getting their own shows or joining shows in 2017, was to do a network and not just do like one podcast or two podcasts. We want to do a network where people, if they wanted to, could hit any point and do a play all, and then they got a whole bunch of different shows, some different interesting shows to listen to. And one such show coming in 2017 will be Hunter's Flashcards, which will be me and Aaron Barker doing a show and with guests at different times talking about Flash comics. And we'll be doing the post-Original Crisis, starting with where they start in trades, which for some reason they don't start at issue one. Like, you can't even find those issues in trade. So we'll be starting with those, and that'll be coming soon. Probably January or February when it'll be coming soon. But that'll be one show where we're going to be doing. The other comic book focused show we have is I Wish I Was Brave, which comes out on Tuesdays, and it's a podcast where we go issue by issue on classic Valiant comics. So if you're interested in any of those, let us know. If you would be interested in guest starring in this podcast or any of these other ones, just let us know and we'll talk and see what we can set something up. I hope everybody's having a good holidays. I see the person I was waiting on coming back, so I'll see you next time on New Titans Pod.